Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Not much to talk about in downtown St. Louis today. Just a man drumming on a tree outside of our studios.
Mark's in the studio. He's like, there's a guy drumming with drumsticks on a tree.
She's like, no, there's
no,
not.
No, there's not.
If like, I had told her there's a naked man outside of the window, she would have said, that makes sense.
Oh, my God. And I walked over, and there is absolutely a guy with drumsticks drumming on the tree.
Never quite sure what you're going to see in downtown these days. But hopefully he's okay, and the tree is not harmed. We're almost on Earth Day. You can't be beaten on a tree this close to Earth Day.
Anytime other than that, you're fine.
I'm guessing.
Within the week of Earth Day, Mother. As Biden says, don't.
It's the Earth Day policy of the Biden administration. If you're thinking about buying an internal combustion engine, don't. This is the answer to it. All right. Happy you're with us. We're going to get to Ken Belkin coming up, talking about some of the problems that are still prevalent. Imagine that. You legalize something and people still break the law. How does that happen when it comes to marijuana sales? We're going to talk to Ken Belkin about that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And at the bottom of the hour, normally we would try to talk to our friend from Fox Business this morning from Making Money, but he blew us off. So we're going to talk to Jackie DeAngelis, who's co-host of The Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. And lots of discussions about interest rates this week and what the Fed's going to do. Are they going to raise them again? We don't think so. So that's coming up at 8:35. Right now, though, I want to get to our shortlist.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
You start thinking about all the people, good people you work with, all the good people you work for, all the good coaches that work for you. And I'm not here because I'm a player. I'm here because of managing. And I had a lot of good players play for me.
You'll recognize that voice, I'm sure, is Whitey Herzog. We lost him yesterday. And a sad day in the Cardinal Nation, no doubt about it.
This is a trial that should have never been brought. Every legal pundit, every legal scholar said this trial is a disgrace.
Yep. President Trump speaking out yesterday. He's got a real problem on his hands here in this judge who seems to hate him and watches him during the trial for the wrong facial expression and then threatens to hold him in contempt. What's going on here is a travesty of justice.
But guess what? Even in the polls that are being used now, we're ahead in 35 polls.
Did you know that? That might have been breaking news to you because it was also breaking news to the people that do the polling, which Joe Biden is not ahead in three polls, let alone 35. Just amazing.
We'll be watching today. Let's just hope the Senate doesn't erase another speaker. Excuse me, the House doesn't erase another speaker. We'll see how that goes. Senator Kennedy,
well,
thanks so much.
Let me say a word for my Mike Johnson. I don't know if I can say this on TV. I've known Mike a long time. The man pisses excellence. He's doing the best he can under tough circumstances.
I believe that is. Isn't that an Anchorman reference? I think maybe it is, isn't it? It seems like I've heard those words coming out of Ron Burgundy's mouth at some point. That is John Kennedy upset over what might happen in the House to Speaker Mike Johnson. And the Democrats might save him. Isn't that weird? That's a weird thing to come out of your mouth. The Democrats might save him if he gives them Ukraine money.
John Kennedy for president. Just so I can hear more sound bites like that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd support him for president or not. But
he's a little old.
I just think he's we need to keep him in the Senate no matter what happens.
I just love everything he says.
Just so
it's
we can keep listening to our favorite John Kennedy bites over and over and over again, because he really is, when it comes to that, he is he's the greatest. He's one of the greatest that we have in the United States Senate. It just doesn't get any better than that.
I think I called him a butthead in a minute.
Yep. I called him a butthead in a minute.
His accent.
Mr. Comey is a meathead.
I got a bunch of them.
It must really suck to be that dumb.
Yeah, there you have it. You know what? I did want to mention here closer to home that there was a homicide suspect killed in a shootout with police in the Tower Grove neighborhood. Did you see this story yesterday? A man was found dead Monday night inside a Tower Grove South home after a standoff and a shootout with police. Officers were called to the shooting near Hartford Street. They found 55-year-old Elizabeth Coletta. They found Elizabeth Coletta dead on the porch. And Walter Young was inside the home. He refused to come out. After a standoff, he began shooting at police who returned fire. This is your kind of probably, I hate to call it a run-of-the-mill situation that police encounter, but a domestic situation pretty clearly where somebody had acted in a murderous way and then hold themselves up inside of the building. You have to wonder, since it happened in the city of St. Louis, why the social worker that is assigned to all the districts in town didn't come to the rescue.
That's a good question.
Well, our friend Jane Duker may have answered that in a tweet yesterday. She said, I have been told that city social workers no longer work weekends or after hours.
You mean when most of the crime happens?
So her point here, so the social worker may not have been available to come in and save the victim who was actually the murderer in this particular case.
I think that would have done the trick. If they had a counselor there, I think all of this could have been prevented.
I mean,
sense the sarcasm in my voice, by the way, if people weren't picking up on that.
Suicide by cop is clearly what had happened here. But the city of St. Louis, instead of spending more resources on police officers, we employ social workers who only work Monday through Friday, apparently 8 to 5. And, you know, if it doesn't happen in there, you're out of luck. They're not going to come to your rescue. What? How sad. Coming up, we'll get to Ken Belkin. We're going to talk more about the black markets that have popped up and are apparently thriving. Why this is a surprise, I'm not really sure. I'm not 100% sure on that. But we're going to check in with Ken and figure that out in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need are some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
You know it's my favorite. I always play the favorites when I'm talking about the legalization of marijuana. I was opposed to the idea here in Missouri, and of course it passed anyway because half the people wanted to profit off of it, and the other half are just stoners who wanted to get stoned and not have to worry about the police catching them. So it's legalized now. You got what you wanted. My guess is you're still paying a hell of a lot more than you expected for the pot that you're buying if you're buying it at a dispensary. Am I right about that? And I've never been in a dispensary. But I know in the state of Illinois, we looked at this, the taxes on it are so high that it was still a hell of a lot cheaper to go to whoever you were buying it from illegally before and get it from them. Because if you get pulled over with it, they're not going to ask for a receipt anyway. They don't stop you for marijuana things these days. We got Ken Belkin with us. He is an attorney, and he's been looking at some of the explosion, I guess, in the black market cannabis business out in California. Ken, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Yeah, it is out of control. I mean, look, generally speaking, I'm in favor of legalization, but things have to be done correctly. And if you take away all the threats of penalties and punishments for possessing marijuana and say, hey, to these drug dealers, and look, I'm a criminal defense attorney. I've known a lot of drug dealers. They're not too big on paperwork. They're big on stuffing weed into baggies and selling it to stoners like myself when I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
All right? But the reality is that you say, hey, there's no penalty anymore. And by the way, fill out all this paperwork to get a license. No one's getting these licenses. And in New York City, I mean, you have on all, I'm not even exaggerating. It feels like on almost every corner, an illegal pot shop has popped up. And it's ridiculous. You know, they need to do what they did with liquor when it was re-legalized when prohibition was repealed. Every state commenced a state liquor authority to make sure there aren't too many of these shops too close to each other and that they're kept a safe distance from schools and churches. And they're not doing that. It's like the Wild West out here.
But I mean, unless the tax goes down, which I think the majority of people, even if they support legalizing it, they're still supporting a tax on it, is what I've seen play out here in Missouri. I mean, how do we fix this without bringing the taxes down on that? Seems like this is always going to be an issue.
Listen, these things are above my pay grade, but all these punitive taxes that they put on things, these vice taxes. I mean, look, I don't smoke cigarettes. I quit years ago when I had kids. But in New York City, it's almost $20 for a pack of cigarettes. And that's not because cigarettes are that expensive. It's because of all the taxes that they put on it. And where is this money even going? Because in New York City, it's not going to the cops who barely make, you know, more than like a restaurant waiter, and most of them can't even afford to live in New York City. I'm not sure where this money even goes in the first place.
Yeah, it's a good point. And you know, to the black market side of things, when Missouri passed its marijuana law, it supposedly allowed people to grow up to 12 plants for their own personal use. But you're right. There's nobody's applying for the permit to do that. And just recently in the municipal elections, there were more tax increases on the ballot. So these local cities had the right to add another 1 or 2% onto the cost of a bag or joints or whatever they're buying. So it's still cheaper to go to the black market to get it.
Yeah, and look, I don't know what the solution is. I think it is to follow the template that state liquor authorities have put in place, because I think that's the closest thing to how it should be regulated, because they've done a pretty good job, at least in New York and most other states that I'm aware of, have done a pretty good job at regulating alcohol sales and consumption. So it seems like the template is there. Just follow the plan.
It's a good point. Ken Belkin, thanks for your time today, my friend. We appreciate it.
Good morning. Thanks.
Yep. Have a good one. Yep. He's a criminal defense attorney. I love that answer.
Yeah.
they're not good at filing paperwork. They're good at stuffing marijuana into little plastic
and
baggies.
Rolling it and smoking it. It's true.
But when do we start with the public messaging campaign like you did? Don't drink and drive. Even buzz driving is drunk driving. We hear those PSAs all the time.
Yeah.
And yet I'm driving down Market Street yesterday on the way home, and I see a cloud of smoke rolling out of the side of a car window, and they weren't vaping. I could smell it. They were getting stoned driving down the road.
Yeah.
So where are those PSAs telling people that stone driving is also driving under the influence.
I think even that the increased tax passed for marijuana in St. Charles County. So, I mean, again, I think people who even support the legalization of it, which I did not,
right,
they support more taxes. So,
yep, it's true. It's a problem. Hey, coming up, are interest rates going to go down anytime soon? The Fed made some comments on that. It's impacting what's going on in the market today. We'll check in with Jackie DeAngelis, co-host of The Big Money Show on the Fox Business Network. Coming up.
Alvin Bragg is taking a wrecking ball to justice. So the term fair trial in New York, that's an oxymoron. You know, threatening Trump with contempt, jail, oppressive gag order, it's blatantly unconstitutional. I mean, all of that is evidence, Sean, of a tyrannical, biased judge and a dishonest DA who knows his case is so anemic he might actually lose. So win or lose, Bragg and Judge Marchand are essentially colluding to keep Trump off the campaign trail, tied up in court to damage his election chances, which makes New York now, I think, beyond corrupt.
Wow, Greg Jarrett there with his analysis yesterday, talking more and more about this. It is amazing to me to it really is. We can joke about this all we want, but if you watch CNBC, MSNBC, I shouldn't say CNBC, MSNBC, MSDNC, CNN, the messaging you get from the left, from the ladies on The View, from all of these folks, is absolute hook, line, and sinker that Donald Trump is guilty of something, and we're going to hold him accountable for it. Reminds me of what my friend Keith Antone used to say when he would come on the show occasionally. He hated Donald Trump, and he sounded a lot like Alvin Bragg when he said this to me.
No, I don't have a problem. Because I think there's somewhere, somehow, he's done something wrong.
They didn't know what, but they knew that somehow, somewhere, he's done something wrong. And now they're dragging him in front of this jury where it's taken him forever to seat seven people. They've still got to fill out the rest of the jury. All we can hope is that his defense attorneys have done a good enough job of vetting these jurors. They've already, half of them have already been disqualified because they actually went back and did research on their social media accounts, mm-hmm, and found that many of them had tweeted bad things about Donald Trump. So there's no way they could sit on a jury and fairly judge him in this case.
Yeah, and I would have to probably say that for the seven who have already been selected, surely they have some sort of an opinion about Donald Trump. Just because you're not posting about it doesn't mean that you don't have strong opinions.
Yeah, I think it would be impossible not, if you lived in New York, not to have some opinion on Donald Trump. Everybody knows him.
Donald Trump is not someone neutral. Like, you either like him or you don't like him, or you love him or you hate him. He's just not one of those people where it's like, yeah, he's okay. He's fine. I don't know how I feel about him.
There may be some people like that.
Very
few. Probably not a lot, particularly in New York. Now, all you can hope for, all they need is one person to disagree with the other 11 in the room. You just need one person.
So it does have to be unanimous?
Yes. Now, so listen to Greg Jarrett. I thought he made a good point on this as well yesterday.
It would be a miracle if Trump can get a fair trial, which was the whole point of bringing the case. And then you factor in noxious, malignant media that openly cheers, as you pointed out, for the prosecution. And you have, Sean, a poison justice system that harbors contempt for the accused and presumes guilt. Now, having said that, there is a glimmer of optimism. There may be at least one fair juror who will see through Bragg's courtroom charade that's reliant on lying witnesses and contorting the law. Maybe those two lawyers will see it. Second of all, American voters, I think, resent this meddling in a presidential election, the effort to deprive them of the right to choose. This has always been a rush to convict on a contrived case that would be brought against no one else not named Trump. And I hope, mm-hmm, that people are smart enough to see it for what it is.
Yep, I believe they do. And like you said, all we can hope is that there's a juror or maybe two on there who listen to the defense and find out that that this is not, it was not a federal crime, that the previous attorney, district attorney, declined to bring any charges because he didn't see a crime here. The federal government didn't see a crime here. They and it's a federal crime. Lying about a campaign payment as hush money is a federal crime. The federal government didn't bring this case. This is a local state case in New York. They're twisting federal law to try to make it a felony in the state of New York.
Listen to the makeup of the jury so far. Four women, three men, ranging from young to middle age, salesman, nurse, two lawyers, an IT consultant, a teacher, and a software engineer from all over the place. But the nurse claimed, when asked how she feels about Donald Trump, doesn't really have an opinion, she says, of the former president. She promised that she is, quote, here for her civic duty and to listen to the facts. The IT consultant said, my family is my hobby, and admitted to finding Trump fascinating and mysterious.
Sounds like somebody who wants to write a book afterwards.
I bet you there will be a book.
That's the other problem with these high profile, all of them. But any case against Donald Trump, there will be book offers. There'll be interview offers for money. If you'll come on my show first, I'll pay you money for it from these big network shows. Some of them are going to be in this and they're going to say whatever it takes to get on the jury because they want to. They want to profit from it.
Yeah, well, it's bragging rights. I sat on the Donald Trump, you know, trial jury.
Yeah, it'd be like being on the O.J. Simpson verdict.
Are they sequestered, do you know?
I don't know. They should I would think.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that would be very long. But obviously, the O.J. case, they were sequestered for like a year. But this teacher said that her friends have strong opinions of Trump, but she's not interested in politics or the news, and that she wasn't aware that Trump faces criminal charges in other cases.
Is she awake? Like, were her eyes open when she did this interview?
I questioned that. I'm like, you really don't know?
I know I'm an information junkie, but who are these people? What do they do every day? They don't read anything. They don't watch anything. Even if you were just on Twitter, you'd know all this. Even if not all your information might be correct, but you'd at least be aware of it, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's why I question it.
I'm scared for the future of this country. Just let me put it
that way.
The book
will be out next year, 2025, on Amazon or any local bookstore.
It's true. We'll be back in just a minute.
None of you went to the games. None of you. You all failed them. Not me. Not men. Women failed the WNBA. Ladies, name your top five all-time WNBA players of all time. Come on. That's it. Name five WNBA teams. Name the WNBA team in your city. You can't do it. You don't give a about them. They play night in and night out in front of nobody. It's a tragedy, right? And then meanwhile, you look at the Kardashians. They're making billions. You look at those Real Housewives shows. They're making money hand over fist because that's what women are watching.
Bill Burr, in case you didn't know who that was, in case you didn't recognize the voice, comedian. I thought he made a pretty good point there. I watched Old Dads with him in it. Carl, have you seen that show?
Yeah,
that movie?
I have not seen it, but I know of it.
I enjoyed 80% of that movie. I'll just have to tell that. Even I enjoyed it because it's Bill Burr who got married at an older age, clearly, to a younger woman. He lives in California somewhere, and he has suddenly found himself immersed in complete wokeness, right? They send their kids to this private school because it's the place for them to go, and everybody there talks in pronouns, and they're all politically correct, and he steps in a pile of hot, steaming you-know-what every time he opens his mouth for the first 80% of the movie. Until they finally beat him down to the point that the wife threatens to leave him and he's about to lose his children and he's lost his, I don't want to ruin it for you. He's about to lose everything. And at the last scene, he gives up the ghost and goes woke with the rest of them.
Wait, you just gave up the whole movie?
I'm sorry.
You specifically said you won't, and then here I am looking it up like, oh, I'm going to watch this.
It's on
Mark
Netflix.
Cox.
No.
I don't have Netflix.
It's worth watching the first 80% of it. I'm just telling you.
Because you didn't get that. You just, Mark just spoiled the last
He directed
bit of it,
too.
Bill Burr disappointed me so much because the movie was going so well. Like, he just... Tell him what he thought about some of the stupid stuff they were doing. And at the end of the day, they finally beat him down. I wanted an inspirational movie for the rest of my life, but he didn't give me that.
Inspires you to not do what he did.
I know. I never give up. Never surrender. Like Bill Burr did in that movie, Old Dads.
I've never even heard of that until this very second.
I don't have Netflix.
Well,
this is true.
See, here's the thing. It's the kind of comedy... My wife would not enjoy that kind of movie at all. And she was out of town on a mission trip with my daughter. And I thought, I'm flipping through. I see this. I know it's Bill Burr. I know the comedian. I watched the preview of it. It's all the funny stuff. And I'm like, oh, I got to watch this. So I popped open a beer and sat down and watched it. And I enjoyed most of it. But anyway.
Until there was a lesson to be learned.
Don't like that lesson. Refuse to learn that lesson. I don't. Oh, boy. Anyway, we do have the Bourbon Spring Fling coming up. Kim, would you like to tell them about that? It's so exciting.
Yeah, tomorrow, Clayton yes. Winehouse, 5:30 to 8. Mm. One of the best parts, aside from hanging out with all of us, would be that there's all kinds of bourbon to try, the wine, and free parking. And we're not talking street parking. We're talking about designated parking lots. So you don't have to worry about parking five blocks away and trying to get into a tiny little parallel parking spot.
Yeah, it's right across from the Tropicana Bowl. In fact, I got a buddy who's coming to it tomorrow night who's got the last night of his, like, bowling league across the street about 7 o'clock. So he's going to come there first,
nice.
Do a little bit of pre-gaming, and then he's going to walk over for the last night of his bowling
league. Wonder how the rest of his game will go.
I don't know.
Help him.
I don't know if that's going to help Scott or hurt him, but I hope he does well.
My brother-in-law and sister are going to come, and
cool.
My brother-in-law loves bourbon, so that'll be neat to... Have him there.
We got lots of different bourbons for you to try. Lore Wine and Spirits is going to bring in a lot of their vendors, and you'll be able to sample the Oak and Eden and lots of Four Roses and just all these great brands, Green River, Old New Riff, Old Dominic. I could go down the list, but there's also a raffle, so somebody's going to walk away with some free stuff.
And food.
Food.
Appetizers, wine, liquor.
971talk.com. You can still buy your tickets. They're only $35. Come and spend Thursday night with us, and we are looking forward to seeing you over there. Hope you can make it. All right, Kilmeade is coming up next. Then the Annie Fry Show, the Mark Reardon Show. Kim and Carl and I will see you back here tomorrow morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.